Bond's over life-sized head gives a brutally clear message. I am great, I am your leader, and I stand far above everyday politics. And yet, ironically, we have this commanding head here at the museum, only because it was captured by an enemy and then humiliatingly buried. The glory of Augustus is not quite as unalloyed as he wanted us to believe. Augustus was Julius Caesar's great-nephew. The assassination of Caesar in 44 BC left Augustus the heir to his fortune and to his power. He was only 19, and he was suddenly catapulted into a key role in the politics of the Roman Republic. Known at that point as Octavian, he quickly outshone all his peers in the scramble for absolute power. The pivotal moment in his rise was the defeat of Mark Antony and Cleopatra at the Battle of Actium in 31 BC. Already holding Italy, France, Spain, Libya, and the Balkans, Augustus now followed the example of Alexander the Great and seized the richest prize of them all, Egypt. The immense wealth of the Nile Kingdom was now at his disposal. He made Egypt part of Rome and then turned the Roman Republic into his personal empire. Across that empire, statues of the new ruler would now be erected. There were already hundreds of statues portraying him as Octavian, the man-of-action party leader. But in 27 BC, the Senate acknowledged his political supremacy and awarded him the honorific title of Augustus, the revered one. This new status called for a quite different kind of image, and that is what our head shows.